Okay. Hi, my name is Ashlyn Merritt, and I am a junior at UNCW, and I am a part of Professor Boomershine's Spanish 490 class. And today I am interviewing Pam Morales, and I'm going to have her introduce herself.
Hi, yes, I'm Pam Morales. I'm from Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm a junior at UNC Chapel Hill, but I've grown up at Wilmington, my whole life.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. So a big part of this interview is you're from the Latino community, which is awesome. So I would love to hear a little bit more about like your family and your heritage, like your background, if you want to tell me a little bit more about that.
My family, they're all Mexican. They grew up Or my mom grew up in Tabasco, Mexico, and then my dad is from Mexico City, from Mexico. And then my two older siblings are also from Mexico. I also Mexico City, but then they came, my sisters came at like 12 or 13 to the United States, and then my parents came like in their 20s. And then from there, I guess my brother and I were born in Wilmington, North Carolina.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So were your parents, did they immigrate first and then they brought their or your sisters along with them? Okay.
Yeah, so first I think my parents came first. So my mom came I think by herself actually. I think yeah, she came first. I forgot like what year or whatever, but and then met my dad through taking English classes at Cape Fear, I
Oh, that's
think.
so cool.
And then from there, then my sisters came, like
Okay.
later on.
Yeah, that's so cool. So, do you know the reason behind why your parents came to the US?
I'm not too sure like full in detail, but I think they just like wanted just a better like lifestyle. I think my dad had a cousin who lived here in Wilmington, so
Yeah.
then he came over, and then my mom, I think she also had a family member as well, but
Yeah.
I think she just like wanted to leave Mexico.
Yeah. Okay. That's awesome. So it's you have two older sisters and then Johnny, your brother, and then are you the youngest or do you have another
Yes,
year? Okay.
I
Cool.
am.
Okay.
And
Cool.
my second oldest sister, though, she has a kid. And then, so I guess I'm a non.
Oh, I'm sure that's been fun. So when you're like speaking in your household currently, do you speak only Spanish? Do you speak a little bit of both?
It's actually funny. I speak like a different language to each of my siblings. So like my oldest sister, I only speak Spanish. Well, 'cause they're in their 30s, so I guess they're like more I don't know. Guess I don't know. I just speak Spanish only to her, and then my second oldest, she's like good with both languages. My oldest, she's like kind of iffy on English, but like she still like understands. But my second oldest, Anna, she's like bilingual in both. I
Okay,
speak
cool.
a mix of both. And then my brother, I speak only English to him, even though
Oh,
like
that
we
makes
both
sense.
know that like we know Spanish.
So, what was it like growing up in Wilmington and being part of the Hispanic community? How did that kind of affect your experience growing up as a kid?
Yeah, I mean, like I feel like in the area I grew up in, I grew up like in a trailer park. So like there was like so many like other Latinos and Latinas there. And then so like I guess we had that community, but like schools and stuff, I guess like we were mainly on the side that it was like I guess white dominated. So like I didn't really have like as many other like Spanish speaking friends other than like very few.
I'm sure that was hard, but did you feel like growing up when you're going through school, were you learning like a lot of English? So do you feel like you could understand the people that you were like in school with, or do you feel like the language barrier played a part in like your learning experience as well?
Yeah. I think because like I think I don't know. I don't know about other people, but I think because I spoke English and Spanish in my household, so like I was able to pick up on the language easier. So I didn't really have like a barrier speaking with other people at my school. But I
That's awesome.
did definitely had some friends who were in the I think ESL program.
Yeah.
So I
Okay.
guess that was hard for others.
Yeah, that's cool. It's interesting getting to hear a lot about like the Hispanic community in our area, just because when I came to school, I'm not from Wilmington, so it's definitely really cool getting to hear about that. I would love to hear more about like growing up. What was like one of your favorite things to do, or what were you like involved in throughout school?
Yeah, I mean, do like what age? Like middle school or high
You can do
school?
anywhere from elementary, middle, high school. You can kind
Okay.
of go through all of it, whatever you
Yeah. I
like.
mean, I can start from like I guess young. I mean, elementary school, I would like hang out with all my neighborhood school friends. We'd all like play like freeze tag or like ride bikes and like I don't know, just play outside until like the lights came on and like that's how you knew you had to like head home. Otherwise, my mom would be like, "Where are you? Like, you shouldn't be out too late." So, but then middle school, I was in band. I had like
That's cool.
some friends in there. I don't know. And then what else was I involved in? Oh, I did early college, high school. That was like small. I don't know if you heard Isaac Bear. They like, yeah, they like work through UNCW. So I had to take a, I guess I could have placed out of Spanish, but I still took it, I guess, just to take. So that was like, I guess, easy for me because I was like, all right, should I be taking this? But I still like was involved in like I know that UNCW has a like what's it
Centro
called?
Hispano.
Yeah. So I think that was cool. I had a like I remember I took a like upper level course at UNCW and like I had to like go there to pick up a book. So
Yeah, that's cool. What was your experience taking Spanish classes at UNCW, like being a native speaker and spoke in your household? Was there like stuff that, like when you were in class, you're like, whoa, that's different than what I've been taught, or oh, this is interesting. I'd love to hear more about that.
Yeah, so the class I took was like for like bilinguals. Like I think as I like grew up older, because at first I wouldn't speak Spanish a lot, but like I guess like all my friends like mostly spoke English, so I like low key was starting to lose my Spanish a little and like I don't know, I guess that like different cultures and stuff, like I was like being plugged into like more like traditional like American, but yeah, I mean it was like more like finding like your identity and like we read this book. I forgot like the name of it, but I don't know. It was just really cool to see how like there are other students in the class that I could relate to and that we were all like on the same boat on like having like I don't know how to describe it, like two different sides, like you don't know if you're fully like because especially we were born here and our family wasn't. We're like, all right, are we too, I guess, Hispanic for like others? Or are we too like, you know what I mean? So I guess it was cool to see how other people were like on the same boat.
Yeah, that's awesome. Do you feel like since you've gotten to Chapel Hill that you're able to get to a place where you feel like you can kind of embrace both? Of like both sides of your culture, and kind of what has that experience been like for you since coming to college?
Yeah. So I coming here at like I guess it was a little culture shock that like there's like a small like population of like other Hispanics, but I mean, I joined this one club. I'm sure you saw me like post it a lot in my stories. But the Association of Latino Professionals for America,
Yeah,
which is
that's
just
awesome.
it's a long word, but it's just this one club. It's just this professional development club because I'm a business major. And there's not really I guess people of color in the business major as much. So it was really cool to like meet other people as well in that same boat. And like I don't know, the community here, like everyone's like so like everyone knows everyone, if you know what I mean. Like you say a name, you're like, oh yeah, I know who that is. So
That's awesome. So you're a part of this club. What does like, do you guys meet or do you put on events? Do you go to like seminars? Like, what does that look like?
yeah, we so I'm the social chair, so I host
Oh, that's
like
awesome.
different social events. We do collabs with other organizations. other companies as well, other Hispanic organizations on campus. Like we had this one event called La Pulga, which is flea market in English. But like all the other Hispanic organizations, like they were able to sell food and stuff. So like we sold fresas con crema, which is like strawberry and cream. And like it was in the pit, like so like everyone on
Yeah.
campus could come and get some food.
Oh yeah, that's so cool. I love hearing about like how you still get to be a part of like be a student at UNC and you get to be a part of the Latinos Professional Alliance and you kind of bring both of those together because I can see how it would be hard to kind of figure out how to still incorporate both in the struggle for that. So thanks for telling me a little bit about that. But I would love to chat about like your business major and kind of what your heart behind that is and what you'd like to do with that.
Yeah, so I'm a business major, but mostly like marketing related. And then I also have an entrepreneurship minor. So I guess that
Yeah.
kind of goes in hand in hand.
That's
But
awesome.
I think what inspired it is that like my family, they used to have a Mexican restaurant and they're
Oh,
always
wow.
like very driven. They love like side hustles and things. Like my family, they used to have a taxi little service and we would like give rides to people. Or
That's
people we knew, or like even still, if you lock your car, like we will open it up for you.
awesome.
Or my sister, she does like dog grooming and like just like things like that. So I've always been inspired like something businessy. But I like wasn't sure what. And I don't know, I feel like I've always loved like creative stuff as well. So I guess that's where like the marketing part comes in play. But like future-wise, I don't know like exactly what I want to do, but like definitely like helping people somehow, or like I don't know, trying to like make people feel seen while also like I guess helping the brand or company in whatever they're doing.
Yeah, that's so cool. I love getting to hear about your family. I didn't know they had a Mexican restaurant. That is
Yeah,
so cool.
they used to have it on Kerr Avenue, and then we were gonna open another one, but then I guess that never happened.
Yeah, is their Mexican restaurant still open or is it?
No, it used to be like pretty popular like back in the like 2010s ish area. Like I remember there was like an article about it too.
Yeah, that's cool. So did you grow up like with your parents being pretty involved in that for a good bit of your childhood?
Yes,
Yeah.
definitely.
So what were like some of their struggles that they faced with owning a restaurant in Wilmington? I feel like that's got to be a lot of hard
Yeah.
work, but from what it sounds like, they're really hardworking people. So
Yeah, I mean there's like customers wise, like making sure everyone's happy. They used to bring in like bands to like come
Oh, that's
and
so
play.
cool.
But like also like with that, like making sure like there's no like issues or fights and things like that. 'Cause it would like be like late at night. But like obviously, like making sure like people like I like customer service, like making sure people love the food and not like I guess like dealing with like complaints and stuff. Just I don't know, because there's people who like come and like hate on food and it's like, but yeah.
That's cool. That's cool. I love that. I love getting to hear about like your heart behind like what you want to do. Would you ever consider like working closely with the Latino or Hispanic community wherever you end up? Like what would that look like for you or still kind of trying to figure that out?
Yeah, no, definitely. I'm like open to anything. The club that I mentioned earlier, Alpha, it's a national organization and
Oh,
they
wow.
I don't know, they work with different companies like Bank of America. They work with I can't think of companies, but
No,
they
yeah,
work
that's
with like
awesome.
actual like big companies, and then like I don't know, so I feel like that's cool that like even being a part of that club, like you have so many resources and things like that that I wouldn't have known before if I didn't join it.
Yeah, for sure. That's so cool. Shifting a little bit towards like your community at school, do you feel like you have a good community that's like a little bit of like everything that you love? So like you have your Alliance with Latinos Club, and then what else are you involved in that's something you're really passionate about?
I'm also involved in like the like church ministry that I'm in here. And yeah, I think that's pretty good. There's also this thing called the Study Center at
Yeah.
UNC
I've
that
heard about
like
that.
I'm sure you So like different like it's not just like one like church, I guess.
It's
Like some
multiple.
people. Yeah. So I guess like there's a variety in there. And then what else am I part of? I don't know. I guess just like my classes. Like I guess well some of them are like mainly like just like frat guys. But there's been actually like a quite a bit of international students in my classes, which has been pretty cool.
Oh, that's so cool. I love, we've had a ton of like international students, I feel like, that have been in a lot of our classes as well. I have a girl in one of my classes who's from Spain this
Oh,
semester.
no
So
way.
it was really sweet. So getting to know her has been fun. And it's, we're in a Spanish class, so when she's speaking, I'm like, whoa,
But
this is so cool.
yeah.
So yeah, that's awesome. Oh, I had a follow-up question with that. What was it?
You're good.
I forgot. Oh, okay, I remember what it was gonna be. But we were talking earlier a little bit about like your childhood and like growing up and like when you're going to play outside to like the lights came on, that made me think like I had a very similar experience like in childhood. So like it's cool, like even if we like grew up in different like circumstances or like even across like cultures, like even just like growing up as a kid, we still get to like go and play with our friends on the street and like just have a good time. And I think that's just such a cool like experience to be able to compare. So
Yeah.
another question that I was gonna kind of ask about is like, did you ever feel like, I may have to restate this question, but like, did you ever feel like at any point when you were like growing up, do you feel like your age kind of like affected your experience? So like, for example, like your parents did not grow up here. They were from Mexico. And so coming here for them, like they had to learn English at an older age. Do you ever feel like kind of being like growing up here, did that help? Did like, how did that kind of affect your experience?
No, definitely. Like the first thing that came to mind was like when I was like, I don't know, like 4 or something, like I would like have to like translate like these like weird complicated documents that I didn't even know like what they meant, or like reminding them of like bills and stuff. I'm like, all right, you got to do this and call this number and then do this. Or they would like at the doctors, they would like make me like talk to them. But like I guess me, like I like was the most shy person ever, so like it was so hard for me. Like I had to like I don't know, I guess like be I guess like more independent as like a young person.
Yeah, that's not something a lot of 4-year-olds typically have to do, is like help their parents with pretty important documents. So I know that must have been like extremely hard for you. You're probably just like, whoa. So
But
yeah, that's cool. Oh, I was going somewhere with that one too. Oh, what was it? Oh, yes, yeah, so we've been talking a lot in class about like kids having to translate for their parents, like whether it's like at the doctor or with like important and or important documents. Do you have any suggestions or like things that you think would be helpful for people to know when it comes to like this kind of situation, or like suggestions of how to like fix it if there is a way to fix it? Does that make sense?
Like su suggestions for who? For just
Like just so like it takes the burden off of kids not having to translate for their parents.
I guess like if there was like already like people who were like assigned to like interpret these people, like I know like when you call it's like click here if you need a Spanish interpreter. But like if you like go in person to places, like already having someone there, I guess, instead of like having to rely on your kid or something.
That's cool. We've been learning about a lot of different ways to like see how to fix that and make sure that's not like the case, just because that puts a lot on the kid and it just leaves a lot of room for miscommunication, and just making sure all voices are heard, especially the people who like are receiving the service, just because they're the one that's like we're doing a misservice by them if they don't understand what's happening. So I always like to ask just to kind of hear people's minds. But I would love to just kind of finish up one last question. What would you like tell somebody that is like looking, that lives in America, that is not from, they're from here, so born here, American native, that is like looking to get immersed in the Hispanic and Latino community? What's like one piece of advice that you would give them?
Probably just to be like open-minded, and just like I guess like be like fully trying to like understand where people are coming from and like the history behind things rather than like jumping to conclusions and things like that.
Yeah, I love that. It's been like super cool the last couple of years, like taking Spanish and the more like getting to know the culture. It's like, okay, like there's so much of me that I'm like, I'm not like, I'm just trying to learn from the people around me, from experience. And so it's been really sweet. And I've been just super excited about this opportunity to interview you,
That's so
just
cool.
because I feel like I've known you for like 3 or 4 years now, but I don't really know much about your background. So I'm so excited that we got to sit down and do this.
Yes. No, I'm glad too. Thank you so much for like interviewing me and like asking me these questions. Like sometimes like I don't even know until like I'm being asked. I'm like, oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, awesome. Well, thank you so much, Pam. I appreciate it. This was such a good conversation, and I'm excited to see how many people get to listen to it and how many lives are affected just by the way that you've lived your life and the things that you've gone through. So I really appreciate that.
Yeah, no, thank you so much, Ashlyn.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay.